What's up, everyone? It's Blake Ayers here. It's 3:53 a.m. on Monday, March 11, 2019. You are here with Balake Airtime. That is the name of this podcast. We are going live right now on this podcast for Talk About Sports. The topic is all about sports here. Who do you think's going to the dancing? Who do you think's got the NBA edge? Who do you think's going to be number one pick overall? Those are three topics we'll talk about right now. Right here, right now. Alright, first off, March Madness. Who you got? Let me know who you got, because I'm very interested in seeing who's going to be an upset. We had a Cinderella 16-1. Virginia went down last year, and that was incredibly just unfortunate for Virginia, but what a heck of a run by the 16 seed. Now, to be honest, I can't remember that 16 seed name, but they were the heck of a team. They went out and they just balled out. They balled out and beat down Virginia. Then you got this year, you got Duke is a major favorite for the Final Four and the championship with Zion Williamson, the projected number one pick overall for this year's NBA draft of 2019. You got RJ Barrett, supposed to get number two. But then you got a couple players that are going to be top five. Romeo Langford out of Indiana. He might be top five. Do you think he's worth the top five pick? I do. I think he's definitely worth the top five pick. I think he'd be four. People going five, six, seven, eight, da-da-da. But I think he's got the four locked up right there. I don't know who's going to get it, because, you know, the NBA has this lottery pick. Instead of being the worst record against the first pick overall, you get a little lottery mix up there. That's I don't think it's the right way to go, but I don't know. I'm not the commissioner in the NBA. But if y'all want my opinion, I say go back to like the NFL style, where the worst team gets the first pick and the Super Bowl team gets the last pick. Or which would be the NBA champions, like, so Golden State won last year. You would have Golden State pick number 30. Who was the worst this year so far? I think it's right now it's pretty much the Cavs, and they would get their number one pick. But what do you think about right now with Zion Williamson? Do you think he's sit out, or do you think he should play it out? I think he plays it out, because I honestly think, even though he's probably going to number one, I still think it's going to hurt his I don't know how you describe it, the trust. I think it would hurt the trust between him and the team that he gets drafted by, because he wouldn't play out the rest of the year, but I think he's going to play. Coach K says he's ready for the ACC tournament. We're going to see. I'm a diehard Louisville Cardinal fan. Born in Louisville. Lived on it for 2 years, but I'm a diehard Cardinal fan. And I can see Louisville going all the way to the ACC championship game. First, they got to get through Notre Dame or Georgia Tech. Where that plays them. Then they got to get through North Carolina, most likely. Then they got to get through Duke. If they get through Duke, they got Virginia to one. And who knows, they had a lead in Louisville against Virginia, and they couldn't hold it. They couldn't hold it. They choked under, just like they choked under Duke. But you know what? It's tourney time. It's a whole new ball game. Whole new ball game. And with that, I'm going to say a projection for right now. For the NCAA champion of 2019, the 2018-2019 Division I. NCAA champion. I want to go with my Louisville Cardinals. I want to go with them because I know they got a team to do it. But I'm not going to go with them. My Final Four matchup. Matchups there. The four teams I think going to Final Four. I don't know why. But I got North Carolina. Then we got North Carolina's one. We're gonna have Gonzaga two. I don't know why they don't play anybody in the conference hardly at all that's worth anything, worth a darn. But I think they're gonna get there some way, somehow. I think they're gonna have a lucky row of teams that are just gonna be able to take down on. So you get North Carolina, Gonzaga. Then I got a surpriser here. A little kicker. I got Tennessee. I don't know what it is, but Tennessee seems like just they went hot in the beginning and middle of the year, gone cold, dropped down a few, but then picked it right up. And then number four, I got Duke. So North Carolina, Duke, Gonzaga, and Tennessee, four right there, all in the top 10 right now ranking-wise. But who's going to go to the Final Four championship, Nash championship? Well, I'm going to say it's going to be a rematch between North Carolina and Gonzaga. And this time, it's going to be Gonzaga. I don't know why I'm jumping on this boat, but I say Gonzaga's going to win it all this year. I think this is going to be the year for John Stockton's team, his alma mater, to go all the way to win the big shindig national championship of 2019. Then, you move on to the NFL draft. You have Nick Bosa over number one for the longest time, and then Arizona's got the pick. Who do you got? Do you go defense, do you go offense? Do you go defense, do you go offense? I don't know. I think Nick Bosa is the number one pick, locked up, but they're talking about trading Josh Rosen. Is he really worth a third round pick? Sorry, Josh, but I think you're worth like a fifth. You've been hurt through your college career. You've been hurt through your NFL career already after 1 year. You went 3-13. I know it's a rough year to start off. But you got Larry Fitzgerald. You're not hitting him. You're not hitting Larry Fitzgerald at all. So do I think Nick Bosa is going number one? Not anymore. I think it's going to be Kyle Murray. But Kyle Murray, I think, should stay with baseball. If he stays with baseball, he's got a better career not getting his hurt. You got a better career making a lot more money in that. And playing a lot longer in baseball. Now, if he plays baseball first, he could do with a Tebow moment there. If he plays football first, you have a Tebow moment where if it don't work out, he goes about your baseball roots there. And Tim Tebow, you know, he's not doing too bad. He broke his hand last year in the season, but he's slamming and jamming those baseballs out in the outfield pretty well. And he's getting some good hits. He got two hits in spring training, I saw, two singles. But going back to the NFL draft, I just think Bosa is going to be a number one or number two automatically. And then Kyle Murray, if he goes number one, Nick Bosa goes number two for sure. For sure. But then you got the trade here with AB. The Raiders trading for AB. They have three first round picks. You have now David Carr. You have Antonio Brown at your wide receiver. You trade away Khalil Mack. You trade away Amari Cooper. Heck, you trade away another player. Who was that? Who was that they traded? They traded three people. Khalil Mack, Amari Cooper, and somebody else. And I'm like, why are you trading all your best players? Why? Well, it doesn't really matter because they're going to Vegas, so Oakland fans don't really have anything to say about that. Just like all San Diego fans are PO'd and mad because San Diego moved to L.A., but I'll tell you what. I'm a Green Bay fan myself. I'm all over the boards. I'm Green Bay. I'm New York man. I'm Louisville Cardinals. I'm Anaheim Duck. Watch Guess Left slap shot it right in there. I'm a Henry Motorsports guy. So I'm a Chevy. I drive a Chevy myself. But going back to the NFL draft, I think personally, the Raiders need to draft a running back. They got a wide receiver. They got a quarterback. They got a pretty good, decent tight end. Need a first pick. Good defense. Second pick. Go defense again. You're going to need help. You just traded away an offensive guard to the Jets. Why'd you do that? I don't know. Contract, maybe. Some in the locker room, I don't know. But it's going to be interesting for the Raiders this year. Because you know they're going to Vegas here in 2020 or 2021. But that's going to be interesting. If you want to put an early Super Bowl prediction right now, AFC Kansas City Chiefs. NFC, I love to go my Packers, but I don't think they're going to win this year. I don't think they have the right pieces yet. But, I'm going to go with, I'm going to go with New Orleans Saints. New Orleans Saints, Kansas City Chiefs. I say the Chiefs winning, Mahomes gets his first ring. 42-38. Real close game. Then you move on to the NBA here. The playoffs coming up. LeBron's not going to make it. He's got limited minutes. They've already shut down Ball. They've already shut down Ingram. It's going to be one messy, messy race for the finish here for the West. And then you look at the Indiana Pacers here in Indianapolis, where I'm from, where I live right now. I live just outside Indianapolis. And no Oladipo. We got bus kicked by Milwaukee by 29. We got bus kicked by Philly the other day by about 27. And, 17. And you wonder, is this team going to make it out of the first round? They're the fourth seed right now. They're going to make it out of the first round. Right now they're paired up with Boston. Can Kyrie get done? Or is Kyrie going to fizzle his way out of there and go to L.A.? I don't know, but you know who's coming off the bench in the East that's just killing it? Gordon Hayward. I remember Charles Barkley always called him Haywood in college. It's Hayward, Charles. It's Hayward. And he's back and ready to attack. Yeah, I know he had that broken leg, and it was a very, very gruesome, very sad injury to end the season in the first game of the year, the first quarter of his NBA career with the Boston Celtics. But for that team, to get that far in the playoffs last year, conference finals, and then lose to LeBron. Man, it's going to be tough. LeBron's going to miss the playoffs probably for the first time since he was a rookie. Since rookie year, 03-04 season. And I feel bad for him. Do I think he's going to get traded? No, but people say he should be traded. Give him a better chance to win one more ring. That's not the worst in the NBA. You sign a max contract, basically. You're going to probably stay. Well, you like it or not. But it's going crazy in this world, is with the everything. You got NASCAR firing up. You got IndyCar firing up. Here, May, we'll have the Indy 500. We're going back to NBA. My predictions for the final. I don't think Golden State's going away this year. I don't think they're going to repeat again. I see them going out in the second round. And you know who I see them getting beat by? Either OKC or Utah Jazz. The Utah Jazz, man. I'll tell you what, Mitchell is on a roll. He ain't stopping Ingles. You got Rudy Gobert. You got Rubio. You got Derek Favors coming off the bench. Sometimes starting. I mean, it's just, it's absolutely berserk. When I saw Mitchell was a rookie, when the slam dunk contest, he got the Vince Sandy jersey out. I'm like, oh man, this could be epic or it's gonna be awful. And he made it epic. He made it legend. Wait for it. Dairy. Legendary. And going from now, I think Utah is a contender. Always will be contender as long as Mitchell's in there, Rudy Gobert's in there. They're going to be contenders in the West, no doubt. Next up, MLB baseball. Bryce Harper signing a max big deal, $330 million deal over 13 years for the Philadelphia Phillies. I thought it was funny how he said, let's bring a title back to D.C. and everyone was like, what? You just said D.C. and you're in Philly. Are you kidding me? You still want D.C. to win it? And then he just kind of saved himself, but thank God to be a Philly here. And Machado, $300 million, 10-year deal. Holy smokes, where do you do all that money? You can go buy a bat for everyone in your family? Holy smokes, that's a lot of dough. A lot of moolah money. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting. Do I think Bryce Harper's going to get a championship this year? Possibly. They have a very good outfield, very good infield, and their pitching staff is getting bigger and better. Now, what I do think is class, very classy. He's number 3, not 34, Bryce Harper. 34 was Red Holiday. He said that number should be retired. As what you call respect. Respect for the legends. Like I say in my quote, some of the quotes here in my bio for the page of my podcast, I said, heroes get remembered, legends never die. Roy Holiday, you're a legend. You are a legend that will never die. And here's the thing with Machado. He went from Baltimore last year, got traded, went over to play Dodgers. Dodgers went back to the World Series again, lost again in the World Series instead of Boston. Boston got a lot of chip on their shoulder, 108 wins in the regular season, only losing 3 games in the playoffs. Man, it's going to be interesting. Yeah, and it's going to be firing up. I heard Kansas City catcher Salvador Perez has to get Tom John. That's rough. That's real rough for a catcher his age. And he goes sign a catcher like they do, man. It's sad to see a multi-all-star, probably Hall of Fame catcher, had to have Tom John surgery towards the end of his career here. He has a ring in Kansas City over my New York Mets back in 2015, but it was definitely scary to see that story come out with him having to have Tom John. It's tough. I've never had the surgery. I've had 3 surgeries. I've had knee, labrum, rotator myself, but never Tom John. Very thankful for that, but very scary. So I do wish him the speedy recovery and everything. Hope he can get back out there next year and kick some butt and with throwing some guys out from trying to steal second base from him. He's pretty good at that. Going on from baseball, World Series matchup. I got Boston going back to the World Series, but this time he's going up against Philly. We're going to have a Boston-Philly Northeast matchup here, Northeastern matchup, and I got Boston in 7. That's right. We're going to a Game 7 again, just like Houston and in LA Dodgers. We're going to Game 7, and I got the final score for Game 7, I got 1-0 Boston in 10 innings. I'm stretching it hard. I'm stretching it far on the scores and predictions, but I got it. I think I got it. I told a friend of mine that Lakers were going to finish 10th in the regular at the end of the year before the season started, and he's like, yeah, right, they're going to make the playoffs. They're going to be a top 5 seed, top 4 seed. And I'm like, no, they're going to finish 10th. Right now, they're sitting right at 11th, dude. Right at 11th. And I had everybody in mind. Diehard Colts fan. This says I'm not a Colts fan. I'm a diehard Colts fan myself. Had season tickets for 10 years with my family. And it was really cool. It was there in 06 AFC Championship game when the Colts came back, beat the Patriots, eventually went to go play the Bears and kid Rex Christmas Bud in a 29-17 victory, Super Bowl victory in Super Bowl 41. But he said they go 4-12, and I said 11-5. Well, they went 10-6. That's pretty dark because they got 11 wins in the playoff win. But I'll tell you what, that's pretty close, and it's pretty funny how, you know, I'm having faith in the quarterback that of Andrew Luck that didn't play all last year. And people say, oh, trade him, or we should get rid of him, or give him time, or, oh, he'll be fine. Well, he was fine. Came out fine like he was rookie year. Came out fine like the first 3 years he had when he went to the playoffs as a rookie. Then went to the second year, was an NFL career. Went to the Divisional in the third year. Went to the Patriots. You know, had the whole Deflategate issue. I don't know if that was true. I don't think it was. I mean, I'm even saying this closely. I don't think it was true, but it definitely was an eye opener for the NFL. So you see all these. Now you see all these players throwing the balls in the stand. You wonder, was that ball deflated? Maybe. Huh, I wonder, was that ball deflated? When they throw it in the stands, it's gone. The fan gets keepy. You never know. But I don't think any ball was ever deflated. I don't think the ball's being deflated now. And, but we're going on 20 minutes here in the conversation of sports, and I've talked a lot about sports. A lot. I've gone from NCAA, NBA, NFL, MLB, and NASCAR a little bit too. We got NASCAR going on right now. Kyle Busch has got 199th career NASCAR win. Congratulations to him. He's one more than 200. Bit 200. And, congratulations to him on that. And, personally, I was growing up as a Jeff Gordon fan. And, it was pretty cool. My first NASCAR race was 2004, Brickyard 400. Him and Mark Martin were battling out. Mark Martin spun out, and Jeff Gordon got the win. It was third Brickyard 400 out of the five he's got. And, it was definitely, awesome. Definitely awesome to see that. Had a McDonald's belt with my dad on that. That was funny. It was awesome. It was awesome. We're gonna have a lot of fun this year with the NASCAR race being the last race before the Chase. But going next to another racing event, the 2019 Indianapolis 500 is the 103rd running of the Indianapolis 500. I worked at the track myself for the 100th running. That was amazing. Alexander Rossi is a rookie, American rookie, winning the 100th running of the 500 was truly pure amazing. But then you also have all these cars. I felt bad for Danica Patrick last year, last race of her career, spun out and turned 3-4 and ended her day there and ended her career as that. It's kind of funny that she's dating Aaron Rodgers, and people are saying, well, when Aaron Rodgers is single, Packers wouldn't do well. We do with the relationship with the woman. It suck. I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not. We're going to find out next year. Hopefully that's not the case, but if so, Danica, I don't know about you, but I'll be giving Aaron Rodgers a kick at the curb there and let him try to get in the Super Bowl and then maybe come back to that's just me. That's just me. Yeah, we're, it's definitely gonna be interesting. Every year we go to the 500, and it's a lot of fun, and always gotta get heckled a little bit from, my boss. He, not heckled, but he jokes around a lot. He's a Florida Gator grad, and he always does the chomp chomp stuff, but you know what? I say a cardinal can fly higher than a gator can jump. You might be able to snap my wings, but you know what? If you don't get my wings, if you can't get my wings, you won't get nothing. Alrighty, alright, alright. But racing, ride work, outside of this, we are the racing hotel of the entire area of Indianapolis. We have fun with it. We sell out every year for the U.S. Nationals. We sell out every year for the Indy 500 is truly amazing. You got fans coming in. You got other people stopping by, and it's just amazing. I don't see other people, team stop by and visit and whatnot, and it's really cool. To see the drivers or the team crews just interact with the fans and people that stay there, the guests, and it's just really cool. I don't know, man. I'm ready for the season of sports, and I'm ready to keep going and keep butt and hit a grand slam out of the park here. I don't know. We're going to see what happens here, but, again, this is Blake Ayers, from Brownsburg, Indiana, or you want to say Indianapolis, but I'm in Brownsburg, west of Indianapolis, about a half hour, and, if you want to listen to this podcast, listen up on it, and if you have any questions, shoot me a question. I'll answer it the best I can. If you want to know about a little bit of history about sports and stuff, we got your back. Got your back here. And otherwise, I hope you all have a great and safe morning to start out your Monday, March 11, 2019. It is 4:18, and I am signing off. Yee yee, ha ha, here we go. And adios, and ciao, I guess you could say in other languages. But go get them. Hit them hard, get them hard. All right, peace.